Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free while lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
Friends, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. This is Dave Denniston, your host. So excited to have you here with me. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you as a physician. Physicians, as you may know, changed my life. And here at the Freedom Formula for Physicians, I personally have a passion for reducing, eliminating, and destroying debt. And I had the honor back here in season one, another throwback episode, which, by the way, I actually have deleted some, got rid of some of the worst part of the content, or have moved it elsewhere. And this episode, though, I thought is one of the better ones. So even though it isn't actually the fourth episode of the original one, we are retitling it now to episode four because, doggone it, this is my show and I can do what I want. So with that being said, I had the wonderful opportunity to connect with Dan Macklin, who's one of the top heads, or at least he was, at SoFi. It was really, really cool to have the chance to talk with this guy. Really good man. And he headed the business development team at the time. And in this interview, of course, we talk about how with SoFi, you can cut the cost of interest on your student loans by 50% or more. We talk about when you are not able to refinance your loans and when you shouldn't refinance them, which I think is just as important as talking about when you should. We also talk about how quick and easy it is for you to refinance your loans and what you can do to speed up the process. And then lastly, we talk about the two critical differences between fixed and variable loans and how you can change your loans even if you change your mind later on. And here's a hint for you guys. It doesn't cost a single penny. So with that, here is the episode with Dan Macklin.
My name is Dave Denniston. Welcome to the latest episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, as many of you know who read the Freedom Formula for Physicians, I have a passion for reducing, eliminating, and destroying debt. And well, when banks were thrown into the pits in the depth of the debt crisis that we had a few years ago, we've seen a tremendous change in the way that student loans have operated. Practically every single resident or fellow is paying somewhere between 6 and 7% in interest rates. So on a $200,000 worth of debt, we're talking about $13,000 a year in interest, just in interest, or over $1,000 every single month. And if you think about virtually any loan, a mortgage, a car loan, if you have a high interest rate today and tomorrow interest rates drop, you can get it refinanced somewhere. Your 6% loan can become a 5% loan. Yet for student loans, there's been this vacuum. You could not get them refinanced. So many docs have been stuck with these crazy high interest rates, even though the Fed has driven down national interest rates to be a crazy, crazy low. And we just couldn't seem to make it happen. Well, in this void, some private equity has started to step in and is making refinance possible today for many physicians. And so today I have the pleasure of hosting Dan Macklin on this podcast. Dan is a co-founder and vice president at SoFi, a leader in the marketplace, lending with over $2 billion in loans issued. He heads the business development team, spending a lot of time with borrowers across the country. Now, prior to this, Dan spent 12 years at Standard Chartered Bank, leading the enterprise sales and product development across London, Singapore, and Shanghai. He's born and raised in the UK. Dan holds a BA in Business Economics from the University of Durham in England. He also holds a graduate degree in management from the Stanford Graduate School of Business, where he was a Sloan Fellow and he co-founded this new company. Well, Dan, he is a thought leader. He has some great perspectives for millennial and Gen X personal finance topics, and he's been on ABC and Fox and CNBC and Fast Company, as well as his personal favorite, Italian Vogue. Well, welcome, Dan.
Hey, Dave. How are you? Happy to be here.
Hey, glad to have you. Well, tell us about SoFi's evolution. How did this company get started?
Okay, so it started about 4 years ago. We were, as you mentioned, I was at Stanford Business School, and whichever ranking table you look at, Stanford's always up there. So it's one of the best business schools in the country. These are generally very smart people, very employable people. But we saw that our classmates were paying really, really high rates for their loans. And firstly, lots of people were borrowing, and secondly, they were paying ridiculously high rates for their loans, 6%, 7%, 8%. And we thought it was strange. And like you mentioned in your introduction, we thought it was especially strange that once you graduated, you couldn't then refinance that debt. So SoFi sought to change that. We sought to introduce a refinancing product, a refinancing loan that allowed somebody, once they've graduated and once they were working, to refinance their debt down to a rate that was fairer for them and more reflective of who they were at that time as a working individual. And that's how we started 4 years ago, and it's been a great ride since then, and we've managed to help many, many people, thousands of people, to save lots and lots of money on their loans.
Well, that's awesome. And it sounds like you kind of started with folks that you knew in Stanford, and you guys have transitioned here to helping out docs in particular. So tell
Correct.
Us about that. What's led the company to the physician marketplace in particular?
Sure. So we started at the business school, and we were lending to people that had been to business school and had MBAs. And that's how we started our life nearly for the first year. And then we realized, or rather we proved the concept. We proved that lots of people wanted to take lower rates, which was, I guess, no surprise. And our customers were saving on average about $11,000 on their loans. So big benefits. And then other schools and other industries and other folks came to us and said, well, why can't you help us? Principally folks that had been to law school and to medical school. So we did that. We opened it up. So we went from just being at 5 business schools at the beginning to then being at 100 schools and then 1,000 schools. And we're now at 2,400 schools. When I say we're at those schools, we're helping graduates of 2,400 schools around the country, including medical schools. So obviously, as the listeners to your podcast will probably know all too well, it's very, very expensive to go to medical school. And you have to go for many, many years for good reason. So people come out with lots and lots of debt. So SoFi very quickly realized that we could help people in a major way. And we're bringing many folks down, physicians, nurses, dentists, you name it, in the industry. We're bringing their rates down from, usually they're paying 6%, 7%, or 8% before they come to us. And our rates go as low as, on a fixed rate, 3.5%, and on a variable rate, 1.90%. So people are really saving 2%, 3%, 4%, or 5%, slashing their cost in half, and as a result, saving tens of thousands of dollars in the process.
So if we look at just the physician segment, where did it start, or when did it start for you guys, and how many, and what's the dollar amount of physician loans that y'all are currently servicing?
Yeah, I think we started to physicians about 2 years ago. So the lawyers and the business school graduates had a bit of a head start. But now, as you mentioned in the introduction, we've lent SoFi as a company just over $2 billion. And it's very evenly split. So roughly a quarter of that is to folks who went to business school. Roughly a quarter is folks who went to law school. Another quarter are folks who went to medical school. And then there's another quarter that is everything else wrapped up, including undergrads and all the different majors there are out there. So it's about 25% in general for the healthcare professionals out there, which as a dollar value is about $500 million worth of loans.
I got to imagine that there's a lot more of that pie out there to possibly take.
Correct. So we, as an industry as a whole, there's more than $1 trillion of student loan debt out there. SoFi's done $2 billion. That's great, but there's, $998 billion that we haven't refinanced, and much of that is sitting with doctors and surgeons and nurses and people that maybe just don't know that they're able to do this. Just the biggest challenge I think we have as a business is that there are many folks out there with debt who are simply unaware that this is an option available to them because it's new and it's only 3 or 4 years, 2 years in the case of the healthcare industry that you've actually been able to do this. So it's an education process as much as anything else.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, when you're not a major bank, right, people can't just walk into your branch to regularly look at some of the things and the cost of mailing and advertising, all that kind of stuff. It takes a while to spread the word. I want you to think about if someone's a resident or a fellow, or maybe they're just coming out of medical school, when is a good time for them to refinance their loans?
So it is a little bit different for everybody, but in general, I would say a good time to consider it is once you're attending. Typically in residency, for most people, the salary that they're earning is not the highest. They're still in that
right.
training process. And the debt is, because you've been to medical school for so many years, it's very often many hundreds of thousands of dollars. So usually it only really kind of works for people once they're in attendance, once they've got that higher regular full-time salary. There's no exact debt-to-income ratio that we're looking for. There isn't a perfect number that I can tell you. But for most people, it's tough to get approved for a loan in residency. But usually, or for many people at least, once you're attending, the numbers make much more sense and we're able to approve the vast majority of physicians, for example, that come to us. So the other things I would mention, Dave, would be that most people tend to have federal loans. So the majority of loans that somebody would have would be taken from the federal government. And there may be some private loans added in there. But those federal loans do come with certain protections and certain features and certain benefits that until you're earning that kind of ongoing regular salary, there may be some reason to stay with those loans because certainly if you're in public service, there are things like public service loan forgiveness. So maybe until you've found that job or that ongoing regular job, it's good to stick with your federal loans. And then once you're in that private practice attending, then maybe that's the time to consider refinancing.
So just to repeat back a little bit just to make sure I understand what you're saying. So it sounds like that while someone is in residency or fellowship making 50, 60 grand a year and they have 180 grand, at least through SoFi, they're not really going to be able to refinance. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's slightly different for everybody because we look at a number of things, including your credit history, which school you went to, what kind of profession you're doing, where you majored, etc. But among those things, the salary is very important. And typically, someone earning 50,000 to 60,000 in residency, unless they have an extreme or relatively low level of debt, it will be tough for them to get approved. We are working on developing a product, a loan for residents, but that isn't available today. So in general, I would advise folks generally to wait until they're attending.
So it sounds like it could be something in the change for you guys then, a year or two down the line.
Certainly, hopefully it won't be that long. Like I mentioned before, we started lending to folks who went to business school, and then we opened that up. And gradually, as we get more comfortable and as our investors get more comfortable, then we're able to expand the number of people that we're able to help. One tangible way that has been seen is in our pricing. Our pricing started off at a certain rate and then we just continued to drop it. And we've been able to reduce our pricing because we've become more efficient at raising money, meaning finding investors who want to invest in these loans. So we expect to continue to be able to do that, to be able to continue to reduce the rates that we charge. And actually, we just reduced them on Friday again, so this new rate of 1.9% is a new rate as of Friday. And I'd like to think that would stretch to coming up with something for residents as well. But that's not available today, so I don't want to get people's hopes up too prematurely just yet.
Sure. Well, I want you to walk through this process. Let's say someone's in practice, and they've applied to get their loans refinanced. Tell us about that process. You know, what is asked for? How long does it take? What should someone expect as they go through that?
Well, the process takes really as long, or it depends how organized the individual is. So if an individual, and most folks, particularly if they're in practice, would come to us with a number of loans built up over a number of years. So maybe it's 10 different loans taken out over 3 or 4 different years. If somebody has all of their information about those loans and knows who those loans are with and knows their balances, they can do it extremely quickly. The application form itself is only takes 2 or 3 minutes to fill out. And then we, so far, provide an electronic approval or otherwise instantly for the vast majority of people. So within 5 or 10 minutes, you'll know exactly, you know, if you've been approved or not. Then if you have been approved and you've been approved at a rate that you like, we approve people at rates for the different fixed and variable rate products we have, and also we have 5, 10, 15, and 20-year products. So you may be approved for all of them or some of them, and then you choose which one you like, although you can change your mind later. And it's at that point we ask you to provide some information. So prove who you are, prove where you work and how much you earn, and importantly, give us information about the existing loans that you have, who they're with, etc., so we can go and pay those loans off. Usually that takes somebody half an hour to upload that information, depends how many loans they have. Then so far we'll go and pay those loans off. So maybe you have 10 existing loan providers. We will pay those loans off for you. We contact your existing loan provider and do that. And then at the end of that, you have one new loan with SoFi for whatever the amount is, maybe $200,000. And then you have one payment each month and just one company to work with, as opposed to 10 different ones.
Is that a pretty quick process, you know, to get people to turn the loans over, or does that take a month or two or three? Because it sounds like the application process itself is pretty darn quick. You go through it, do the income verification, come up with the interest rate scenarios, whether it's fixed or variable or whatever. And maybe it takes a while for the loan servicers to turn those over, or what's that like?
Yeah, it can do, but it really depends. So if you're someone who only has a few loans, and many people do this, they can have a new loan with SoFi within 6 or 7 days of starting that application form. So that's well, 10, 15 minutes to fill the thing out and to be approved, maybe half an hour to upload documents, and then 3 or 4 days for us, SoFi, to be paying off and working with those existing loan servicers. Then there is a 3-day rescission period. By law, we have to give everybody 3 days to change their mind if they wish. So, that's great for our customers in that it gives them that option. It just extends the period slightly. But we have many people that go through in a week or so. Now, there are some that take a little bit longer, can take a month or so. If they're not quite as organized in having their loan information, maybe some of the loan services don't get back to us straight away. So that can draw out a little bit. But generally, within 4 or 5 weeks, everyone has completed. They have their new SoFi loan. And, we'd like it to be quicker, and some things are in our control, some things are on. But if you think about the savings, and I mentioned before that our average customer saves about $11,000, our average physician saves more like $30,000. So the savings are huge, and most people believe that, waiting a couple of weeks is a good a good thing to do given those savings.
Let's talk about the cost for a bit. So I usually think of mortgages, for example, and when you refinance a mortgage, there's points, there's appraisals, there's various costs that you have to look at in like a good faith estimate. So what about the cost of refinancing student loans? What are the good things and the pitfalls with costs that doctors should be looking out for?
So there aren't actually any costs to take a loan with SoFi. So there's no origination fee or application fee or any other fee of any other description that you have to pay to take a loan. It's completely free to apply. There's no commitment. If you decide to change your mind and walk away, then that's absolutely fine. Equally, there aren't any prepayment penalties. So you take a $200,000 loan with us today, and then in 6 months you get a bonus, or you inherit some money, or whatever it is, or you win the lottery, you could pay the whole thing off in one go. There's no fee. Or you could pay $1,000 extra a month to pay this thing off quicker. There's no fee for that. So while
there's no prepayment
penalty. No, but I mean, by law, we're not allowed to do that. We wouldn't do that anyway. We encourage our customers to pay off those loans as quickly as they can. So while there aren't any physical costs to apply for a loan, to take a loan, or to prepay a loan, the things that you would be giving up are like the things we mentioned earlier, the public service loan forgiveness, the opportunity to use income-based repayment, the benefits and features associated to those federal loans. Now, SoFi does have some of that ourselves, but it's not exactly the same. It's not a like-for-like. So that's really what you need to consider that you're giving up. That's the cost, so to speak, of refinancing your loan with a private provider, albeit at a lower rate.
So it's basically for someone that is working in the nonprofit world, for example, and they're relying on the public service loan forgiveness program to pay off the loans, this may not be a good fit for them.
Correct. And there are some other benefits and features to the federal loans. There's income-based repayment. So if you maybe just have a ridiculously high amount of debt and your salary, even in practice, in that first month of practice, that you still may be kind of short every month. So in that position, maybe you can take advantage of income-based repayment. Maybe you can take advantage of pay-as-you-earn. Maybe you can take advantage of public service loan forgiveness. So people should look at that. They should understand that. But for many folks in private practice, certainly 6 months or a year or 2 years in, that changes. And for many folks, then the needle switches over and refinancing is a very viable and sensible solution for them.
Okay. One of the things I usually think about with mortgages, for example, is in order to apply for a mortgage, they usually always rely on your tax return to do that. So if someone was transitioning into practice, in order to get a loan, sometimes they might have to wait until the following year unless there's some sort of income verification. Do you folks find that that's the same with you? Or can when people are, let's say, they transition to practice in August or July, could they get their loans refinanced that quickly when they've just started with a new employer?
They could, and in fact, many people do it before they've started. So if you have a job offer for the future, if it's within, I think it's 3 months we keep to. So maybe you haven't started in your job today, but you're going to be starting in the next 3 months. Then we look at that salary, and we'll look at the job offer, and we'll make an approval decision based on that. So you certainly don't have to send us your tax returns in order to get a loan at SoFi. If you have a salary and it's, $200,000 or whatever it is, then that in itself will be enough for us to be able to make a decision. Now, this is maybe more relevant for dentists or other folks setting up their own practices where maybe they're starting their own business and not earning a regular salary, then we may ask for different information. But if you're going into a more of a salaried position, it's relatively simple.
Okay, and of course, I guess they need to make sure to be careful of the amount they're going to have to pay and when. So if they try to refinance it a couple months ahead of time, well, now they're going to start owing monthly payments, well, maybe they don't have the salary yet.
Yes, but we can if they're in a grace period, we can honor that. There's usually ways around that, but certainly if you wait until that first paycheck has come through, then there are going to be less issues there, and there's more certainty around that, but you don't have to wait for that time.
Okay, very good. Well, one of the circumstances I do see from time to time is residents and fellows that have some credit card debt. So is that something that they could refinance along with their student loans if they had the opportunity to?
So our student loan refinancing product is only able to refinance educational loans, so loans that were taken out for the purpose of financing an education. Even if you took out or rather you funded some of your education using credit card debt or a personal loan, unfortunately, the way the rules are, they are not allowed to be rolled in. So this is federal education loans, student loans, and private student loans. SoFi does actually have other products for things like that. We have a personal loan product that allows people to borrow between $10,000 and $100,000, starting at rates of 5.5%, going up to 8.95%. And many people are using that to refinance credit card debt, pay back expensive credit card debt. But your question, again, there, Dave, was talking about residents, and in general, residents probably wouldn't have the kind of debt-to-income profile that would allow us to approve for that either. So normally we're waiting for someone to be in practice. In general, I can't say for everyone, but in general.
Okay, very good. Well, some of the other things that I'm seeing now is, as you guys first kind of hit this market a few years ago, that there wasn't a lot of competition, and now we're finding to see more companies like yours driven by private equity coming into the marketplace. For example, there's DRB and Common Bond. How would you say SoFi compares and contrasts versus some of these other companies?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's great there's other companies coming in, because between us, we're helping to spread awareness that this is a possibility. Like I mentioned earlier, the biggest challenge we have is just making sure people realize that they can do this. And if you're sitting there with $200,000 of debt paying 8%, we want you to know that that doesn't have to be that way. Maybe you can pay 4% or 5%. And all these other companies, along with SoFi, helping to get the word out in many different ways, you know, podcasts like this included, we think it's great to spread that awareness. But coming back to your question about how we compare and contrast, I mean, we were the first company to do this. We were the very first company to refinance both federal and private loans together. And by some order of magnitude, we're by far the biggest company doing that. You know, the $2 billion is much, much larger than anyone else has done. And I think that's a combination of the quality of the product, the savings, but also the experience, the application experience. We have live customer support, our own people 7 days a week. That's very important to us. We also have features called unemployment protection, where if you lose your job, we'll help you to find a new job. And we hope that this is limited to a smallish number of our customer base, but so far about 70 of our customers have used it. So if you take a loan with us and you lose your job, we'll do our best to help you get reemployed. It's in your interest. It's in our interest. So it's a good win-win. But I think just generally the customer experience, the speed at which we can refinance you, and the rates. As of today, our variable rate, as I mentioned, starts at 1.90%. That is the lowest rate out there. So there are a number of things as to how we compare.
Well, and do you think with the rates, I mean, how many people can qualify, for example, with that lowest interest rate? Is that something that's hard to obtain, or to get that 1.9%, for example? How many people do you think, physicians, that will say they're in practice,
yeah,
could qualify for that kind of loan?
There's pretty much a bell-shaped curve in terms of our rate. So if I take our five-year rate, and this may not be the best example for a physician, because typically someone coming out is going to have a lot of debt and may want to spread that out over a longer period. But just to stay with it for now, it goes from 1.9% to 4.1%. You know, the average person that gets approved by SoFi is somewhere in the middle, and then you know there's a quarter at the upper end and a quarter at the lower end. Even if you're at the lower end, you know, if you're getting a rate of 4.18%, you're probably coming out of paying 6, 7, or 8%. So still huge savings. And physicians are among the kind of the demographic who many of them get that highest rate. So not everybody gets it, of course, but a very, very high number of people do get it. But one thing I should say... go on.
I was going to say, with the variable rate, does that change monthly or quarterly or annually? How often does that change?
It changes monthly. It's linked to an interest rate measure called LIBOR, the London Interbank Offer Rate, that many mortgages are linked to as well. It changes monthly, so theoretically it can move every month. It's been extremely stable, really, since we launched the company, because interest rates have been very stable. It is capped.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't know where interest rates are going. And no one does. It is capped, so the five-year and the 10-year are both capped at 8.95%, and the 15 and the 20-year are capped at 9.95%. And although they may sound high, 8.95 and 9.95, for people who are refinancing out of 7 or 8%, the downside is fairly limited, and the upside is extremely large. So roughly half of our customers take variable rates, roughly half takes fixed rates. That's more of a personal decision than anything else.
Yeah, well, I'm sure part of it, how fast can they pay it off, right? You know, if you're
exactly
able to pay it off quicker, variable certainly would make a lot more sense versus if you're not sure how quickly you're going to do it because you're looking to buy your first house and do some other stuff, then perhaps you might want to look at a fixed rate that you're
a little unsure of
what you're
feeling. There's nothing to stop anyone, Dave, from moving from one to the other at a later date. So it would be a separate application. The rates may be different. They may be lower. They may be higher at that stage. But a number of our customers have come in, like you say, somewhat at the beginning of their career, taken a fixed rate because they're not quite sure. And then 2 years later, their salary may have gone up, they've paid a bit of their loan off, and they have some more certainty about their situation, and then they move to a variable. And vice versa. It really depends on the individual, but there's nothing to stop you from refinancing into another rate, another product, at a later date.
And that doesn't cost them anything, it sounds like, from what you've described.
It doesn't. And not that I expect this to happen, but if another provider came along tomorrow offering 1% loans to everybody, anyone can move from a SoFi loan to that loan without any cost, at least from SoFi. So people shouldn't feel like they're stuck with this forever. One thing you can't do is move back to those federal loans. So if you give up those federal loans, you can't go back to those. But there's nothing to stop you from going to another private loan from another private loan company.
Okay, great. Well, we're running out of time here, and I'd just like to wrap up with, what do you see the future holding for SoFi? You know, where do you want to see and particularly in relation to physicians, what do you see happening for your company in the future?
Well, I think we asked all of our customers, or many of them, how we could help them in other products, because student loan, we've made a great start, but we realized that that's only part of somebody's financial life. And credit card debt was something that people told us about. So if you have physicians out there with credit card debt, maybe our personal loan is of interest to them. And also mortgages. We had a lot of folks who, partly because they had student loan debt, were struggling to be able to afford a down payment for a house. So we have a mortgage product that requires only 10% down. There's no mortgage insurance, and that's proving very popular as well. Beyond that, I think we'll move into other financial products, and I think physicians will be able to benefit those along with the population at large, but it's a big part of our customer base, so I think our products will continue to be steered in that direction.
Okay, great. Well, we'll just want to thank you so much, Dan, for being with us, and especially thank you for being part of this process to help physicians save money, which in turn helps them to get out of debt quicker. And if people have more questions, how can they get in contact with you, or where can they find SoFi online to apply?
Sure. So if they would like to apply, they should go to SoFi.com, which is SOFI.com, but actually SoFi.com/250, the number 250. And if they do that, we'll know that they came from this podcast, and we'll be able to give them a $250 welcome bonus if they end up taking a loan. So it's SoFi.com/250. If they have questions, they can come direct to me, Dan@SoFi.com.
Okay, well, thanks again so much for joining us, Dan. Really appreciate your time. I know you're extremely busy. And if you're a physician or someone else servicing physicians and want to tell your story, grappling with tough issues like this one, and you want to get on your soapbox for a few minutes, I'd love to share it too in the next Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Make sure to contact me at dave@daviddeniston.com, on my website, daviddeniston.com/physicians. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Deniston. Thank you so much for joining us. And make sure to subscribe and check in again soon. Have a good one.